Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Professor Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you having a good day?
Yes, the day is going very well.
Good. I ask because you're going to tell us how to turn a bad day around, which is a hard thing to do, isn't it? You can get very locked into a bad day, can't you?
Yeah, we do. We get locked into negative thought spirals. We start thinking about things in a very downcast way, and it can happen for the smallest of reasons and take on a life of its own. So the real question is, how do we step back from that and reframe things and see what's actually going on rather than just getting sort of sucked down a plug hole of negative thoughts, which can happen very, very quickly indeed.
Okay, so your first tip to get the day back on track is quite simple. Step outside.
Yeah. So look, we get caught in thought cycles and it's hard to think your way out of negative thoughts. So we got to use our bodies. In other words, step outside, you know, feel the cold if necessary, feel the rain and use physical sensations to try and interrupt the negative thoughts. We sometimes treat our bodies as if they're just machines for carrying our brains around, some kind of apparatus, but they offer a lot more than that.
Yeah, you're so right. Thinking is not the answer to thinking. Sure, it's not.
No,
thinking is not the answer.
Absolutely.
So do we need to go for a walk or a run or something or exercise or just literally like move?
Let's not be overambitious about
this.
Okay. Very few of us are going to go out for a 30-minute jog in the middle of the day because things aren't going well. We're not going to start doing yoga outside on the grass. We're not going to start, striking power poses. So just, going outside 30 seconds, a minute, looking around. It's the physical sensations. You're looking for the feeling of the wind.
And change up the dynamic.
It changes the biology of the body quite significantly and positively.
Okay. You say music is another shortcut to changing the day?
Again, what we're doing here is we're bypassing the thinking. We're using music, we're getting, using the sense of hearing, and people will have particular songs that we all use to build ourselves up, often driving home in the car. People will have a favourite song that will get them going again. There has been some research about this, and some songs are apparently better than others for turning the day around. Well, usually on these lists, we tend to get a Dancing Queen from ABBA. We're looking at songs about 150 beats per minute, generally with positive lyrics, but people will have their own ones as well. So, for example, for me, there's this wonderful song called Cat Eyes by a singer called Ella Marie. And this has this powerful orchestration. So I just stick on the Spotify with Ella Marie and then it just lifts the mood incredibly quickly.
Okay, so find your good mood songs.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I often find venting to a friend or a colleague or indeed a wife, a bit of venting for me feels like it sometimes gets the energy out of the body and you can move on afterwards. Venting good?
Yes, it can be good, but there's a limit to how good it is. So you should vent for about 5 minutes or so to somebody. But beyond that, you're not really doing yourself any favours and you're certainly not doing them any favours if you carry on for 10, 15, 20 minutes.
So okay,
it is good.
5 minutes.
Good to reach out to someone, reach out to a loved one, or if you can't rustle up a loved one, at least a liked person, talk to them, but not for terribly long because you start going round in circles very fast.
Yeah, and you start reinforcing negative narratives then after a while. Okay, so 5 minutes of venting, a good thing. You talk about the power of smell as well to change things up.
Absolutely. Again, we're bypassing the thinking. That's the big thing we're doing.
Okay.
But and smell can do that in the same way as sound. So there's some good research about the smell of lavender, for example. It really reduces anxiety. There's a lot of studies done in dental surgeries of all places. People feel less anxiety and it has a calming effect. And not just in itself. The big thing for all of these techniques is bypassing the thinking. Brendan, our brains are almost too complex for us to cope with. So little strategies that bypass them can really help turn the day.
Okay, if you want to trick the thinking then, you're suggesting something called a rampage of gratitude?
Yes. Well, no, gratitude is very, very helpful, but there are limits to how much we can rampage with it. I mean, there are some exercises when you have to think of three things to be grateful about every day. And let's face it, some days you'd struggle to come up with three specific things. So just being grateful for one or two things and realising that's enough to be grateful for now. And we can sometimes reframe things, look at our lives more broadly, look at where we live and the things that are really positive, but we don't notice them every day. For example, here in Ireland, we live in a relatively wealthy country with relatively good infrastructure and so on compared to the rest of the world. So sometimes we can reframe and our problems don't seem as pressing.
Yeah. So have a look around. I heard a very good one, which is that you force gratitude. You force yourself to keep thinking of things, right? And then when you're running out of stuff, when you're in the middle of forcing yourself to trying to find the next thing, stop right there, right?
Yeah.
And that's the feeling you want.
Ah, I'm saying, yeah.
That it's the striving for something to be grateful for is actually
the feeling you're reaching for. Good energy.
Dark chocolate as well.
Yeah, flavonoids are good. They're available in many foods, including vegetables and various fruits and things like this, but also in dark chocolate as well. So eating the chocolate as a comfort behaviour isn't great, but a small amount of dark chocolate does give you that little boost, and it is helpful for your mood once you can keep a bit of control in it and don't start gorging on loads of it.
So a packet of biscuits, no.
No, a packet of biscuits, no. That is pure comfort eating. And now look, I say this as somebody who has a secret supply of biscuits in the second drawer down in my office if anyone's looking. But there's also some dark chocolate there, and I do try to reach for that. That is the relatively healthier option.
Okay, does comfort eating work though?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work hardly at all. I mean, in the very moment, the taste, it helps a little bit, but the guilt kicks in fairly quickly for most people. So sort of the sense of mastery at resisting comfort eating can be far more empowering.
Okay, now you joked earlier about power poses, but you actually are offering this as one of your tips.
Yes, well, this is slightly towards the wacky end of the tips.
Okay, go on.
But, you know, in a funny way, power posing is standing in a particular way that looks or feels powerful. You know, the old Buddhist masters would say, stand like a tree in the forest. But we live in a more athletic age, so the advice is to stand up straight with your feet shoulder distance apart, your head slightly tilted back, maybe back a little further there, Brendan.
Okay.
Arms on your hips.
Okay.
And just, looking good.
Yeah.
And just feeling the power. Now,
feel the power. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you've just done there, saying feel the power, the way this works is not... It's not so much that it makes you powerful in itself. It's that you look quite ridiculous as you do it. You're going to laugh at yourself. And that interrupts the negative spiral. Like, in a sense, it's so outrageously ludicrous to be standing in your office looking like Superman, shouting out feel the power, that you will laugh at yourself. And that is how it works.
Lighten up.
Make yourself do it.
Listen, the key to all these things, so, is do something.
Physical activity and just trying to move that little bit out of our thoughts. Our brains are often too complex for us to cope with, but our bodies, we are embodied creatures, and we can use that.
Okay, Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience. Thank you very much.